Alola.
We're back.
Episode 31. Hello, I'm your host, SBJ. Irene, hello.
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 Alola. Alola.
This is the 31st episode of the Sun and Moon anime, season 20, episode 31, titled The Island Whisperer. The Island Whisperer.
I had to go check to see if the episode was written like that or if you were just saying it like that. And you were just saying it like that.
The Island Whisperer.
Whismer-er.
We finally meet Olivia.
I love her.
I was going to ask you how you felt about her voice acting
and
her
character. I did not like that. I got over it.
What did you like about it?
It was just the tone. It was just the tone that the person used. I feel like it's one of those things where you kind of make a voice for that person in your head and then it doesn't match. And then you're like, oh, but like, I got over it. It's not unbearable like it is with Lily. I can't deal with Lily and her voice. But I love Olivia. I love her.
For the record, the voice actor is Marissa Kennedy. She's been voice acting since 2015, and she is best known for the island kahuna, Olivia. She was also Lily in Mr. Robot.
What?
It is a person of color, for the record.
Lily from Mr. Robot, yeah.
Would you like to read the blurb?
I can read the blurb. Kahuna Olivia is leading the class on a field trip to Akala Island, and everyone is excited. Before they leave, Olivia demonstrates her knack with Pokemon by calming an angry Tauros and bonding with just about everyone, including Ash's standoffish lady. On the boat to Akala, Ash and Olivia discover a Whalmer trapped in the rocks by an angry Bruxish.
It's a hard one.
Bruxish.
I think that was close enough.
Everyone works together to drive the bee psychic fish.
Bruxish.
Bruxish. It makes me just like bruxism. That's what I think of. Of course, duh. And get Whalmer free. And when it starts to sink, Popplio comes to the rescue, floating it up to the surface in an impressive balloon. That night, Nurse Joy hosts everyone at the Pokemon Center, and there are more exciting adventures to come.
We're 2 for 2 for Popplio.
Yep. Popplio. Popplio.
It was good to finally meet Olivia.
I love her.
Not to get ahead of ourselves, but she's also in the next episode.
I love her.
And I would assume she's in the episode after that, so it's good that they are, I guess, treating her importantly. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't. She's a...
Kahuna. She's the besta.
She is a midday form Lycanroc. Which we've seen before. We saw Rockruff get very excited about a midnight.
It was really cute.
Midday?
Midnight?
No.
Midform?
Midnight and midday. What was the middle? What's the one that Ash gets? Dusk form?
Dusk form?
Dusk form?
Dawn form? Dawn soap?
Dusk form. Midnight form, midday form, dusk form. Impossible to remember.
There are three?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because Ash gets
the cute one? Or the angry looking one?
The one in the middle.
Okay.
He gets it eventually, I believe.
Did you like this episode?
Yeah, it was okay. I didn't know they were going to actually do an episode that singled out Bruxish.
Bruxish.
When you always see Pokemon like Bruxish, you're like,
why?
Why do you exist?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I know why it exists in the sense of like,
it's a clown animal, scary
it's
fish.
It's based on Hawaii's national fish thing.
The teeth.
The Huakua Waba Waba Hawaii fish. That's what it's based on. What are you looking at me like that for? Do it. You say it. Say its name.
No, I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to sing a High School Musical 2 song now.
All right, here we go. It's based on the Humia,
humia, huma,
huma, huma, nuka.
Okay, I won't talk with you. Go.
Humu, humu, kuan, kuapa, ah, fish. Wait, here we go. Huma, huma, nuka, nuku, wapu, wawu. Am I close?
Okay, so if anyone ever wants to see High School Musical 2, there is a song. I think it might be cut from the actual movie, but it's Huma Humu, Nuka Nuka, Apua A.
Apua
A.
Apua A.
Huma Huma, Nuka Nuka, Apua A.
So that's what Bruxish is based on.
I wanna waka waka waki. Sorry, that's not the song goes.
Which is the state fish of Hawaii. It's a pretty ugly fish.
What that fish ever do to you?
But yeah, in this episode, it uses its psychic power to trap Whalmer in a rock formation. And then Olivia uses her lichen rock to scare it away. I guess I also would have... Look, there's a lot of Pokemon. I forgot that this fish was psychic.
What? I didn't.
But it is a water psychic Pokemon.
Immediately when they first showed the Whalmer, I was like, why is there purple around it? Maybe they just drew it that way for, like, differentiation against the rock. Like, I don't know. I was just like, why is this happening like this? And then they were like, oh, this Bruxish. Bruxish.
Bruxish, yeah. We have some other water psychic Pokemon. We have Slowpoke, Slowbro.
Imagine having Bruxism and trying to save Bruxish.
Slowking. And Bruxish.
Anyway, let's talk about Olivia. So
a couple of them. Wait, what is you keep saying if you have
Bruxism?
Yeah.
It's like a jaw.
Is it like lock your jaw?
Thing. Yeah. Does it not say anything about Bruxism on the page?
It probably does.
Oh.
Might be a combination of Bruxism and fish. But I'll click into that. Excessive teeth grinding or jaw clenching. Okay, back to Olivia.
Yeah, so she was so cute when she was like, I bond with animals, with the Pokemon. And she was really clumsy, which I thought was charming. Except Lana kept being like kind of creepy like about her. And I don't know if it was like a translation thing, but I was like, why are you doing this? She's like, first this and now this.
Yeah, there was like
she did it like three different times. I was like, honey, what are you doing?
There's like a lot of weird parts in this episode where it's like they were trying to say something and the scene just cuts and moves on.
Yeah,
they do it like twice in this
kind of like in like and once you were like, that's a weird transition. I don't remember like what was that this episode.
It was like right before they got into the boat. And she's like, let's go to Akala. And then I think it's like, it's either Lana or Mallow. They say something that like made no sense. And then it just cuts.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, what happened
first
here?
This and now this.
I don't know if I like that Olivia is clumsy. I guess like in the games to me, and this goes back to what you were saying earlier of how, like, you have a voice for somebody in your head and then they talk and you're like, oh, that's not what I expected. She didn't... Maybe I missed it in the games. She never came off as clumsy. She came off as, like, a strong woman character that, like...
You can still be a strong person
yeah,
and
but,
be
like,
clumsy.
I feel like her flaw was... Her, like, flaw, at least they make in the game, is... Like, she has trouble getting men. Like, she's single. Like, that's what they focus on. And we learn that later, that she does actually get a guy.
I'm listening.
So they play that up in the TV show, obviously, eventually, not in these episodes. But, like, I feel like that was her, like, flaw of, like, she is, you know, this attractive, strong leadership role character, but... For some other reason, she can't get a guy. And I don't think that reason would be like, oh, she's just clumsy.
I guess I just don't see what the relation is. I guess, I don't know. Like, you could just, that's just another trait.
I guess.
That people have.
It's like a weird one to focus on. Like, I feel like there's been a lot of people in the Pokemon anime that has just been clumsy.
Yeah.
So to like apply this to hers, just like, I feel like she doesn't, her character doesn't need that.
Well, she can be more relatable.
Because she was like,
sometimes people are too strong, so they need a flaw like that.
Yeah, but like she was very relatable and easy to get along with before they were like,
I never said she fell on her face. I never said that she wasn't.
Also, there's like that awkward scene too where like she falls over the ship. Which was weird too. Where she's like, oh, she's clumsy, so she fell into the water. And it's like, okay, I get, yeah, sure, that makes sense. And then
she started like swimming and she's like, come on. And Ash got in the water and I thought everybody else was, and then no one else went. And I was like, why? Why?
And then Ash just was in his clothes. Like, and then she was just weird. In her clothes. And then they were just swimming under. I'm like, what is happening
Why aren't they wearing life jackets? Like, I don't know. The whole thing was weird.
So then maybe they were like, well, let's make her clumsy because that sets up the transition to like fall in the water, yeah, find the Wilmer.
If she wasn't clumsy, we would never have seen that Bruxish in the Wilmer. And the Wilmer would have been stuck forever.
That whole scene is kind of weird.
I was like, I zoned out during it, honestly. I was not very drawn to it. Like, I feel like the whole middle section, I was just like, okay. The part I remember the most about that boat ride was when Rockruff and Lycanroc were being cute. That's it.
They also, just quick mention, they also bring up Litten's past.
That was cute.
For a hot second.
And then they also mention, they mentioned some stuff with Kiawe and Olivia too.
Oh yeah, that they'd known each other and he, I'm assuming he beat her in the grand trial because, I guess they don't say. I guess they just say they have a battle. I guess they don't really, I'm like rereading the plot here and they don't really insinuate if he won or lost. She brings up Tapu Lele, of that being the island guardian. So yeah, later in the episode, Olivia looks over the railing in search of Pokemon, ends up falling unfazed. Olivia invites others to join her, and so Ash and Pikachu jump in to swim. The three of them swim underwater, notice him splashing at some rocks, decide to investigate, and that's where they see a Wilmer trapped, and they are trapped by the psychic power of Bruxish. A single Bruxix, mind you. And then Olivia saves it. And that's pretty much it. Oh, well, I guess technically Popplio saves it. Because even though Olivia scares the Bruxish away with the Lycanroc, the psychic power is still on it. So they rescue it with Popplio. And then the episode ends with Ash being like, oh, are you the Nurse Joy from this region?
Oh, jeez.
Which is like the...
You're like, Ash, you've been in 18 different regions. And I was like, oh, God.
Classic. I mean, I get
why. That's my older sister.
I get why they do it. I would, meeting Olivia is definitely a big deal, but man, the rest of what they do is just.
It could have been a stronger episode. Like, it seemed very lackluster. And I feel like meeting someone like that, especially because, like, we've met, like, all the other. Like, we already know Lana and Mallow and Kiawe. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, Olivia's on this island. Okay, like, I don't know, she deserved better. But generally, I like her a lot.
The major events are Ash, Lana, Lily, Mallow, Sophocles meet Olivia for the first time. And then Ash and his classmates travel to Akala alongside Olivia and Kukui. Minus the fact they don't do anything on Akala besides get there. But at least I suppose it sets up the next episode for them to be on Akala and not waste any time, yep. I suppose. So that's okay, I guess. And that was pretty much this episode. There is actually no trivia or anything. There is an error before the wild Slowpoke evolves into a Slowbro. The Pokemon on the tail should have been Shellder. And not the form after Slowbro evolves. Okay, I thought I noticed that, but I couldn't tell. Because it looked like a Slowbro initially, and then it, like, evolved, and I was like, but it was already a Slowbro. But yeah, they animated the Shellder wrong. So that was kind of weird, but, Also, I think that whole thing is weird in general, and I don't know why they, like, keep bringing it up. Of like, oh, Slowbro needs a shelter to bite on its tail to evolve. But, like, that's not how it works in the games or anything. It just... Yeah. Like, it would be cool maybe if you had to have, like, a shelter in your party with a Slowpoke for then the Slowpoke to evolve.
Yeah.
Like, because I think with Pancham, you need another dark Pokemon in order for Pancham to evolve into Pangoro. Could be any dark Pokemon. It just has to be another dark Pokemon.
Interesting.
So I just think that's weird. I get that it's like, that's how they originally designed it and that didn't work. But like, why keep bringing it up if like, you're not going to follow through? Just do something about it. That's all I got. That's my rant. They messed it up too. Couldn't even animate the shoulder, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That is episode 31. Anything else?
I love Olivia.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yep.
Because Alola is both hello and goodbye. Alola.